On WBFO's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First offers a look at the emergence of Buffalo's Hotel Henry, and he reflects on the latest news out of the Buffalo Niagara International Airport. First, Jim Fink examines the sale of the Boulevard Mall.
It is now officially under the domain of LNR, which is probably the largest special servicer of troubled real estate. On paper, it's a $97 million transaction, but it was a paper transaction. It's not like money changed hands, per se. That said, having LNR as the now owners of record of the Boulevard Mall, this helps set the stage to stabilize the mall's ownership. One of the problems there is Forest City was trying to ease themselves out of the ownership. Now we know LNR and what their forte is to stabilize real estate and eventually find a buyer.
What about malls in general, though? Just the idea of that's a huge piece of real estate in a very significant real estate market.
If you think about it, within a 5-mile radius of the mall, which is what a factor that retailers really look at, there's 320,000 homes roughly and an average household income approaching $68,000. Those are very juicy, very sought after numbers by retailers. The Boulevard Mall, this is just a chapter, but its future is probably not as desolate as some may think.
Moving on, we have another carrier at the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, some fanfare for Frontier Airlines. What is the significance of this?
Well, they started flying last week. Initially, they're doing flights to four Florida cities. Those are all very sought-after destinations, not only for people in Buffalo, but people elsewhere in upstate New York and southern Ontario. And if you factor in come April 9th, they're going to be flying direct flights to Denver, which is one of the most sought-after destinations the NFTA has been trying to get for years. Buffalo Niagara Partnership a couple years ago did a poll for what cities that they air travelers wanted to have the NFTA have direct flights to. Denver was at the top of that list. I don't know if you realize this, but Rochester and Syracuse made a heavy push to try to get Frontier, and they opted to come to Buffalo.
So more business coming to the Buffalo Niagara International Airport.
And remember, people flying out of there, especially if they're Canada, they tend to stay overnight at one of the area hotels, especially those along Genesee Street.
A real interesting development is the Hotel Henry, the whole HHH Richardson complex, the redevelopment of that. At one time, let's be honest, I mean, I went to school above state. That place was closed back then.
It was kind of scary.
Now it's finding a new life.
Earlier this year, it reopened, at least a couple of the towers reopened as the 90-room Hotel Henry that Dennis Murphy and Invest Lodging spent almost $80 million bringing back to life. They have the 100 Acres restaurant. So instead of these buildings being architectural wonders, being landmarks, but being empty, now they're back alive. Think about Elmwood. You have Buff State. You have Albright Knox. You have the History Museum. You have the Elmwood Village.
Birchfield Penny.
Guess what wasn't there until the Hotel Henry opened? A hotel. And, you know, go back even further, when Millard was still up the street there. You had all this critical mass, all this activity, but you didn't have a hotel. Now we have a hotel there, and it's doing quite well. And it's an attraction. It's not only you get people coming from outside the area, they want to stay because architectural buffs, those are one of the most coveted groups in the tourism and hospitality because they have a lot of cash in their pocket. They don't want to stay in a cookie-cutter hotel, and the Hotel Henry is not cookie-cutter by any stretch.
Jim Fink of Business First joining us on Press Pass, as he does every month. I want you to enjoy Christmas, enjoy the holidays, and we'll see you in the new year.
We will. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everybody, and we'll see you in 2018.